one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And it is Tuesday night, October 31st, Halloween 2017. Episode 522 of The Rant is live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. Tune in to Radio Stitcher, iTunes, and all those fun platforms. We're on an hour late. We're on at 10 o'clock today. Special reason. I'll get into that in just a second. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And also the Silver One. Okay. There's an echo. Now it's gone. The Silver One.
Trick or treat.
Okay, and there's Dr. Doom.
What's going on?
So, let me get a couple of things out of the way first. Number one, our 24/7 feed is not working right now. This will all tie into why this hasn't been a banner day for AA. So, we are broadcasting through the network's backdoor feed. We're live, but... you know, we're broadcasting through the back door. I don't like doing that, but at least it gets us on the air. So the streaming feed does not, like the actual replays and stuff, you won't hear tonight because that's not working. I assume it'll be up and running tomorrow. I've already put in a support ticket and all that stuff. The shows are going to be available on iTunes as always. But the actual replay feed is not working, and I hope to have that up and running tomorrow. Once it's up and running, of course, we'll replay this program, and we'll replay The Shining Wizards. Now, the reason why we were on at 10 o'clock tonight is because The Shining Wizards had the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase on. And so he could only come on a little bit later, and then there was some scheduling conflicts with the Wizards as well. So they had to push their time back a little bit, and I gave them clearance to go from, you know, whenever they got on a little after 8 until 10 o'clock. They're still taping. DiBiase's not on the air with them anymore, but they're still taping. So you will hear their show in its entirety on iTunes later, and of course we'll replay it on the feed as soon as we can get the feed up and running. But that's why we're on at 10 o'clock tonight, is because we cleared an extra hour so that the boys could sit down and talk to Ted DiBiase, who is a very influential and important person in this wacky industry that we call pro wrestling. So, that's why we're here, and it's Tuesday night, it's Halloween, you know, it's 10 o'clock, everybody went trick-or-treating. Hello to the chat room, hello to Pastor Sadell, I know there's some others in there. Identify yourself, people. I see Surfer in there, too. Anyways, and Lee says that Randy Orton is starting to look like Eric Roberts. So, let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we go to Tony C. and see how your Halloween has treated you, sir.
It's been all day Halloween marathons and Nightmare on Elm Street marathon all day long.
So you've been watching movies all day?
Yep. And popping pills, you know.
I just realized there was never a Halloween episode of Saved by the Bell.
Nope. You know, but that's it. You know, I ain't messing around with going and knocking on people's door, you know, grab handed for candy.
What about knocking on your door?
Nope, nobody come to my door.
Yeah, nobody came to my door for years, and today the door rang about 6 or 7 times.
I thought they all did it like the weekend before.
No, they did it on the day of.
No, I mean, like, I thought it kind of changed because, you know, instead of people going door to door, you know, they have the parties.
Hasn't changed, Surfer.
Stores give out stuff. And stores give out
stuff, but people go to the mall. They go to I drove by a church that had a Halloween party.
They call them hallelujah parties at church.
And then, so you go to church, you go to the mall, and then you go rip off your neighborhood. So the kids are triple dipping, basically.
Was there any damage done the night before?
No.
Tomorrow, double L, go to Walgreens and get all the candy for 80% off.
Yep.
Yep.
Damn right. Damn right.
Go to Walgreens and Dollar General.
I've learned.
Family Dollar.
No. I've learned that
the
best place is Walgreens, at least for the initial first day. After that, you have to wait for the stores to drop them a little bit more. They take time, but Walgreens is generally the best one that starts it off.
Well, it depends on how soon they want to get that Christmas stuff out.
It's already out. It's been out for over a week.
I know, man. Christmas is taking over.
So, I'll make my sojourn over there tomorrow.
And what candy are you looking for?
I don't know. Something that catches my eye.
You don't have a particular one you'd like to get?
I always go for the peanut butter cups, but, you know, I have a lot of different ones that I like, and, you know, but yeah, we'll see. I'm just not going to buy to buy this time, though.
And I had a really to deal, stay you know, in and
pass up. Go ahead.
Well, I had to stay in and recuperate the day because I had a doctor's appointment from hell yesterday, so.
Isaac Gaines?
From hell. The worst doctor's experience I ever had in my life.
So, what happened?
With the prostate exam?
No, it's... Okay, I make a 12:15 appointment to go and, you know, do my pre-op before my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, fill out all the paperwork. So,
what time do you get there?
I got there at 12 o'clock. Enough time to do the paperwork because not that much because they have pretty much all of my records. So, 12:30, 12:45, 1:00, 1:15, 1:30.
And you're sitting there like, I'm missing all the Halloween movies.
No, it's just like I'm here for you guys just to clear me, you know, for my surgery. So it's not like I'm here for an exam or anything.
They book appointments every 15 minutes. And you know, you're not in and out in 15 minutes.
Normally the other doctor's appointments I have been. So I beg the difference.
You're like on average.
Man, look, I went and drew blood last Thursday. I was done in 30 minutes.
I'm not talking about your particular situation, but I'm saying when they book these appointments close to each other, you know, they can't just turn everybody around 15 minutes.
It's not. And then, okay, so I finally go back. It's like 1:45. Girl comes in, check the blood pressure. Good. Check the vitals. Ask me how did I get in an accident. Blah 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 blah. They do an EKG. All right, you good to go. You mean to tell me I was sitting here damn near 2 hours, and that's all y'all needed?
They had to go to lunch.
Man, when I tell you I was livid, because I'm not a as patient of a person, don't get me wrong, but come on, man.
Yeah, I get aggravated like that too.
For the small, to have somebody waiting just for like 3 tests.
For a test, by the way, that you could have taken at the drugstore.
Exactly, and you know I'm gonna have that's probably like $1,000 worth of doctor's appointment. When you know you get the bill on that, $1,500. So bottom line, I hated that doctor's office. I'll never go back ever in life. And these people, I wanted to cut a freaking promo. Ric Flair promo on him that he said Eric Bischoff. I want to cut that promo on all these people during this whole process. This is big, some scams, some cheats, and some fraud.
Let me ask y'all something. What's worse, to have y'all wait in the waiting room forever, or to have y'all go into the actual room and then have y'all sit there and wait forever?
I had to do that too.
I would hate when, to go. I would hate the. I don't know, because you know what it is.
They're both bad.
They're both bad, but the people in the waiting room are can be obnoxious. So.
Yeah.
That and that's just like horrible bedside manner. When you walk somebody to the back, as soon as you put them in the room, it should be maybe like 2-5 minutes. Okay, doctor, come in. Not 10-15.
They still wasn't on a patient.
I mean, I could have. What's the use of bringing me back here? You still ain't ready to see me. And like Surfer said, I do agree. Don't schedule nobody, people around like 12, 1 o'clock. If you come to the doctor's office, that's automatic. You're going to be there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Because like you said, chicks, and this, I hate to generalize this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Them chicks like to go to lunch.
And take their time.
They be getting out of there.
It's not they like to go to lunch. They have to go to lunch.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying. There ain't no telling where they're going.
Like they'll have you sitting in there, and at 12 o'clock, they know they all going to lunch for an hour.
You know, Tony C goes to a doctor's appointment in Orlando, and, you know, they're going to go to lunch at a Chick-fil-A in Tampa. You know, that's just how it is.
And then take 8 orders. They see you walk around, 2 or 3 of them taking doctor's orders. Yeah, let me get... This is a special way now.
Special
okay, order. Let me get this another way.
You know, it seems like doctor's office, you never see them, like, bring lunch. It's always, they come in, they all order a big thing off the menu.
Because they making money off people like me.
I don't know if the doctor's office is paying for or people chip in for their own food.
Man, but, let me tell you something.
I be sitting there in one doctor's office, and every time I sat in that office, here come the delivery guy with a big box.
They're making money off people's PIP that get in accidents. And then that's where their big money come in. Let me tell you, because the person get $10,000 worth of PIP. So they keep coming and coming and coming. And then when your PIP run out, they just tell you to go to another doctor.
Go to another doctor and start the process over.
Exactly. Crooks.
Wait, what is PIP?
Personal Injury Personal Protection.
Injury Protection.
Oh.
The average person have it.
Yeah, which, depending on which state you live in, is required by law. You know?
Exactly. So, imagine...
I don't know if it's here, because I never heard of it.
Well, maybe Philadelphia, maybe in Pennsylvania, they don't require it. But in Florida, if you have a registered vehicle, you're required to have PIP.
Yep. And once that 10 grand run out, they send you to their home, boy. That's what they do.
Well, wait a minute. They must have it in Philadelphia Pennsylvania, because I watch Parking Wars so much, and they don't let them take the car out of the tow yard without the registration and insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
Okay, but that's what do you think PIP is? PIP is personal injury insurance. It's the same thing. It's just a specific type of insurance. And I'm sure you have it. It's probably called something else.
Yeah.
It's basic and coverage.
You can get full cover insurance. You can get no fault insurance. But I don't know about no personal injury insurance. Like you get,
they might not require them to have it.
They might not require to have it. And that specific type.
Which sucks. Because if you hit something, somebody hits you, all that's coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what drives your premium up.
Well, you know, a lot of people get that no fault, so it'll cover if you hit somebody else.
Well, so, go ahead.
And can I just, you know, I know that this show is called A Rant, mm-hmm. and, you know, I just sit back and I'm going through all this crap, and it make me want to just bang my head up against the wall. I'm going to tell you, never get in a car accident ever in life if you can avoid it.
Yeah,
please.
Believe me.
Please.
Couple.
I've been in a handful of them myself. Many of them have happened hours before coming on the air.
I have never been in one since I was an adult. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody would have told me all this I had to go through,
yours was a serious thing.
It could have been worse. You could have been Tracy Morgan.
Of course,
that's true, Surfer. But there's
for the
also
person that's in the middle.
There's a caveat though to there's a difference between what happened to Tony C and what happened to Tracy Morgan. Tony C got hit by a regular everyday, you know, 18-wheeler truck. Tracy Morgan got hit by a truck from Walmart. Deep pockets, let me tell you. Anyways,
it's not necessarily that the monetary is gonna come down the road, but like you were saying, it's a lengthy process.
Yeah,
they want you. They basically.
But had you been hit by a Walmart truck?
Oh yeah, I'd already been straight.
You'd already been settled out of court because they don't want to. They don't have time to waste on this frivolous crap.
Yeah. Not only that, they just want to get you out of their hair. They're not trying to wait you out, basically. Mm-hmm. In my situation, I got hit by a personal driver. They got their own coverage, so basically they trying to wait me out. Insurance company, you know, that's their job. They want me to just be like, the hell with it.
Want $10,000? Here's $15,000 so that you could move on with your life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Walmart does.
Oh, exactly, Double A. Exactly. But no, I was actually reversed into Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Okay. The broad reversed into me. That's why broads should be driving 18-wheelers. Let me just tell you.
You know,
I
must have thought
I got rear-ended in a red light. That's the worst.
I've been sideswiped twice by 18-wheelers, and it ain't pleasant. It ain't pleasant.
Exactly. So Double A kind of know what I'm going through.
I know.
With these
conventions. I saw the first time it happened. I saw my life flash before my eyes because he could have caused me to fishtail. Because we were going 60. And this guy starts going into my lane because he couldn't see my car.
Did they pay you off?
Well, because there was no, it was all just damage to the car. Like there was no like major impact.
No injury.
There was no injury. There, we didn't like crash. The guy started coming in to the lane, and the bolts on the tire that stick out began grinding against my against the side of the car, and I just saw all the fiberglass flying everywhere. It looked like somebody took a cheese grater to my car.
Gotcha.
So there was no, but they paid everything.
They paid to get everything fixed.
And at that time, I was driving a $45,000 Maxima. So I wanted that damn thing to look brand new after that.
Spanking new.
Yeah, I think they held the car for 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks after that to make sure it was like immaculate. It was a long process, but that sucks, you know, but
I wouldn't wish an accident on anybody. Even my worst enemy.
Well, Tony C, that driver probably thought, you know, she was the snowman, and it just wasn't the case. Anyways,
can I just say one more thing on this subject, Dr. Doom? I know you have young ones there. If you can train one of them up to be a personal injury lawyer, you better do it.
Because the money's there. The money is there. Like I told you, there's these damn commercials that are on TV all the time.
I know. They got your man down there. What was it? The guy that was in the Nation of Domination is actually a lawyer down there. I can't think his name.
Clarence Mason?
Yeah.
Who?
He's a real loser. Well,
he might be. See, if I'm saying personal injury, I'm talking about that type of lawyer. Not a mafia or business on a retainer lawyer. No. Personal injury. Because here in Florida, they get 33% of anything they claim.
Yeah.
Anything. So the Lord blessed me with a child. I'm sending them to law school.
Yeah.
And be an ambulance chaser. And they only taking semi-truck cases. That's it. If you get hit by a semi, call Clark, Clark, and Clark. We'll fight for you.
I'm going to play this commercial over the...
you playing
it? I'm going to play a commercial.
This takes a commercial.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Every time I hear these commercials playing, it drives me up the wall because these damn kids that are in the commercial that are reacting over the amount that these attorneys have won for their clients. It just, and of course, I think there's a little bit of racism in this commercial. Just wait. Let's see if you can catch it. Hold on.
...1997. Can you guess how much they've gotten for their clients?
I'll say $10 million.
Way higher than that. They've helped thousands of people.
$100 million?
Nope. $300 million? Take a look at this.
No way.
$1 billion?
This is incredible.
I've never seen that many zeros.
Is it me or is that guy that says, oh, that's incredible, is like a little like, I don't know, maybe it shouldn't be there. I don't know. That's just me. But those damn kids are the same kid. Those kids screaming, $1 billion. They're in like five or six of the same commercials, screaming different amounts of money, of course. And they're generally, genuinely shocked about the amount, like, Ma, you better get into a car accident because look at the amount of money you could win.
Oh. It's all a scam, it's man. A scam. Them lawyers are something else, man.
There used to be like a firm that people, like, it wasn't a real firm. They would say like the names, but it would be like, hold them, grab them, and steal them, or something like that. It was something like that. But anyways, so Dr. Doom, I know you went trick-or-treating with your young ones. And did you already inspect the goods? Did he hang up?
He might have dropped off.
Yeah, he might have dropped off.
He bailed. All right, well... All right, well, we know that Doom went to he went trick-or-treating today, so we know that. We are not going to be on the air for two full hours. We're going to be on the air probably a little after 11, because I'm in a surly mood. So let's talk about this, okay? I don't even know where to start. So I guess I have to rewind the tape. To yesterday is when all this started, like my bad luck started. I don't know if it's bad luck, it's just more of a mild inconvenience, but multiple mild inconveniences. So the temperatures dropped here, okay, and dropped substantially. Like we were, you know, 80 degrees, you know, over the weekend, and then Monday morning, you know, some areas it was 52.
Yeah, it was cold. It was cold and mud Friday night.
Well, it was cold, and it was, you know, nothing that people couldn't handle. So, I learned very quickly that when the temperature drops, so does your tire pressure. And so my meter, the little, you know, those tire meters are so sensitive in the car.
Yeah, a little exclamation mark.
Exactly. So. It went off on Monday morning and told me my tires were low on air. And I said, oh, okay, you know what? When I get the opportunity, as long as it's not leaking air, I'll put air in the tires. Okay. I go out to lunch. I go to work. Everything's fine. I go out for lunch. I go out for lunch, and I'm walking to the through the parking lot. And I go to my car, and I get to the driver's door to, before I get in. And I go, what is that? And I go, look, there's a nail in the tire. I said, I'm not pulling that nail out. The tire's not flat yet. I'll figure out a way to get this repaired after work. So I get in my car, start driving, I go to Burger King. I'd put it in my head, I feel like a Whopper. I haven't had a Whopper in a while. I want a Whopper. So I go to Burger King. Waiting in line for a few minutes. Pull up to the window. They have the 2 for $6 now at Burger King. The two Whoppers. Hi, welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order? Yes. Can I get two Whoppers? No onion, no tomato, extra pickles and lettuce, please. Then there's a pause.
That doesn't sound like a Whopper at that point.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
I said
no onions, no tomato. Extra pickles and lettuce.
Yeah, look.
Okay, I'm not gonna get into semantics right now about this.
When you take the tomato off, it's not a Whopper, but go ahead.
Well, I don't like Tomato Surfer, okay?
Okay, look.
All right. Anyways.
There you go.
I'm waiting. I wait about 10 seconds and then I hear, oh, the broiler's not working. We don't have burgers. And I'm like, what? Yeah, the broiler's not working. We only got chicken stuff, you know, like the fried chicken sandwiches and stuff. And I'm like,
did they tell you that as soon as you pull up as opposed to letting you order first?
No, I guess so, Surfer.
Because I went to a Burger King, and the first thing he said was, yeah, all we got is chicken. The thing not working.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I said, never mind. So I leave the drive-thru. I go to Taco Bell, get my lunch. Okay. That was yesterday, right? Yes. Oh, so after work, I said, let me go to this place to go get my tires thing. That, you know, my tires are under guarantee. They're brand new tires. So they got to put the nail, plug it up, and do all that stuff for free. And I figured, let me go because maybe I can go and do a little service on the car as well if they're open till 7. So, okay. I get to the tire place at 6 o'clock. Can I help you? Yeah, I got a nail in the tire. And I said, okay, let's go take a look at it. Okay. We walk out. Go look at the... He says, oh, I see the nail. I can do it for you. I'm like, okay, great. But it's going to be a two-hour wait. I said, what? Yeah, it's going to be a two-hour wait. Everybody today is coming in with flats because of the temperature change. So you should come in tomorrow with an appointment or come in first thing in the morning. I said, okay. Anyways, I was supposed to go this morning and I didn't. So I still got the nail in the tire. But anyways... But my meter is not on anymore, so it reset. It's fine now. The tires are fine. I'll get that nail pulled out this weekend because it's not leaking air right now. So we go to today, and, you know, I have my work day and everything. Come home, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have me. And Tony C knows about this because I text Tony C, and Lee knows about it. So I text... I said, you know what? I feel like having a sub from Publix. Publix being the chain down here of supermarkets, and they make excellent subs. For those of you that know, Publix is the bomb when it comes to subs. Phil, I know you've had a Publix sub, and you can attest to it. So I put in the order online to go and pick it up at 8 o'clock. I put in the order at 7:30 to pick it up at 8 o'clock. I show up at the store at around 8:15. I go to the little... kiosk where my order is supposed to be. No order. Okay. Like, shit. So I said, let me go and investigate. So I go, I pull a number because I'm being polite now. I don't want to cut in front of anybody. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. And there's only one deli clerk. Tall black guy with a long hairnet. Anyways, and he's moving very slow. And I'm waiting there patiently. And here comes this white kid stalking the chicken when the chicken shelf is clearly full. But okay. I let it go. I don't say anything. I watch. When they finally come up to me, 20 minutes had passed already. And I said, I put in an online order. I don't see it there in the bin. Oh. What's your name? Tell him my name. Okay. The guy goes and starts wrapping cheese. Like the cheese that they take out of the case to slice for customers. You know, I want half a pound of Munster. I want half a pound of this and half a pound of that. I guess he had to put the cheese back. But instead of going to check to see if my order happens to be ready and is just sitting in a cooler somewhere, he starts wrapping the cheese. And not one block, not two blocks. Five blocks. I watch him do it. And when they wrap it, they got to put the stickers on and what time they wrapped it and all this stuff. So I'm watching and I'm like, oh, God. I'm watching SmackDown while this is going on, by the way. And I'm like, oh. And then I go, he goes, your name was, and you put on an online order? And I said, yes. He goes lumbering over to the ticket machine where the orders, I guess, come out or spit out. Oh, yeah, we got your order right here. I said, you haven't processed it yet? Well, we haven't had a chance to get to it yet. Say, but I put the order in an hour ago. But we're short-staffed. And at that point, I said, do you think it was necessary to wrap the cheese, spend 5 minutes wrapping that cheese? Couldn't you go and at least investigate where the hell my damn order was? Come to find out the damn thing, you don't even have my order prepared yet? Tony C., I'm not lying when I tell you that he told me, so you don't want the cheese? Because I had cheese on my order. Like, I had a sub. I had, like, a half a pound of ham and a half a pound of cheese also on the side. He said, so you don't want the cheese? And I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. Forget it. But we were short-staffed, sir. I said, no, it's all right. Don't worry about it. And I turned around and I left empty-handed. I was fuming. I was furious because I wanted that damn sub so bad today. I've been craving a Publix sub for a couple days now, and I wanted it. And I wanted it. Couldn't get it.
Should have ate fresh.
Huh?
No,
repeat what you said.
I said you should have ate fresh.
What is eat fresh?
Subway.
Get the hell out of here. Anyways... So, I said, okay, you know what? My next option was to go to Popeyes. I said, I'm not going to go all the way to Popeyes. I know we're doing the show late tonight, but I really want to go home I want to eat and I want to relax. I want to watch SmackDown. It's already late. I wanted to be home already half an hour ago and all this stuff. Get to KFC. Which is close. I said, okay, let me get a three-piece with, wedges and coleslaw. Okay. 11:47, sir. Okay, here's my card. I'm in the drive-thru. Card doesn't work, sir. That's impossible. It's a brand new card. Try it again. It doesn't work, sir. What? Here, use this one. Okay, it goes through. And while they're packaging my order, I go online. And what do I find? $45 worth of chicken charges on my card.
I'm in the lab.
Was it Surfer?
Wait, from Popeye's?
From KFC. They had charged my card four times for KFC.
So who charged you four times?
The KFC did.
Oh, you went to KFC, not Popeye's.
Right. I told you. Okay. Popeye's was too far, so I said, let me go to KFC. And I said, oh. The girl comes back with my order through the window. I said, you know, the card must be working. Because look, I showed her the screen on my phone. Like, with the account information. I said, don't you see the four charges there? Well, I don't know.
I get you good.
I said, I'll call the bank and deal with it. Okay, yeah, do that.
They're just trying to get you good.
So, I called the bank, and after being on hold for a little while, you know, just sitting there, stewing in the car, I get through... And I said, you know, this is what's going on. Oh, don't worry, sir. There was just we just needed to verify your account. So your card was placed on hold until you called us. I said, what?
They did my wife's card like that one time.
You just
you don't
needed,
get the text messages?
They gave, no, I get the text messages. But the thing is, so I said, what? He goes, yeah, we're going to send you a text message right now. And all you have to do is tell me the code on it.
Oh, I gave, man, I gave, get mines when they swipe.
I gave him the code and I said, is that all? They said, that's all, sir.
That's
I
crazy.
Said, are you sure I'm not going to get charged for all this chicken? Because I got $45 on this card plus the $11 I put on another card. They said, no, sir.
$5, you ought to eat for a week.
I said, listen, those charges.
$15 worth of chicken.
She goes, those charges were rejected, so they're not going to go through. I said, I hope so. I don't want to look at my account tomorrow and see that there's $45 in change worth of Yardbird still on my account.
Slick me up there.
Plus the $11 and change on the other card. So we're talking $55 worth of chicken.
That's a whole lot of chicken, man.
I know, man. We need to come over and help you eat it.
Oh, good Lord.
Y'all won't let me eat my Yardbird.
That's how I spend my Halloween.
That's enough to feed a family for Thanksgiving.
Dealing with all this Yardbird extra transactions and incompetent deli clerks. And so on top of everything, I went on a Twitter tirade bad-mouthing Publix. Which Tony C has those messages. So we're going to see what happens. Let's see if Publix responds to those Twitters.
He went against my juice and sherbet hub.
He did a Twitter Trump, huh?
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. Listen, it worked once after they incorrectly labeled a pie. So we'll see if it works again. They should graciously, you know, acquiesce and give me a gift card to cover that order I didn't purchase.
That's right. The customer's always right.
Apparently not according to this deli clerk. I shit you not. I stood there and watched one kid continuously restock the chicken. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of chicken out there. Why does he keep putting chicken out there? Nobody's buying chicken right now. He's just shoving the chicken. And he's going in and out of the kitchen, bringing out more and more chicken. And I'm thinking, he couldn't just wait and help people out here in the counter?
What day was it, AA?
What was that?
Was it a Sunday?
This was today.
Okay.
This is today, right before coming
on
the air.
He might not know how to work the counter.
He does.
Well, I'm just thinking, if it was a Sunday, you might need to put all that chicken out there.
No. It was at 8 o'clock tonight. It was 2 hours ago. And he knows how to work the deli counter, Surfer, because after he was done putting out all that chicken, he finally decided to put on a set of gloves and start cutting some meat.
Right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Anyways, so when the other guy finally, you know, tends to my needs, or you know, failed to attend to, I should say. And I told him I ordered something online. I ordered it an hour ago. It's not there. Could you go look for it? He starts wrapping cheese. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think that there's protocol in place that says, stop, if you got an angry customer, you should go and wrap cheese first, instead of looking to see if his order possibly could be just sitting there on the counter, and all you got to do is hand it to him.
Is this the same place that was run by that place from the Chappelle Show, Pop Copy?
No. But I would have gotten better customer service there.
Well, you feel like you need a rabbit foot with you today or yesterday.
So that's what was going on, and then I came home, ate my yard bird, and my $11 worth of yard bird that cost me $55 today. And
did it taste better than normal?
It was good, I will say that, but because I get the, you know, like I get the three piece, and I tell them, give me a little bit of the original and a little bit of extra crispy.
You know? Well, it's a little bit. You only get three pieces.
Okay, I tell them, just give me.
You get a piece and a half.
No, exactly. I wish. I tell them to give me, you know, two and one of something. Tell them you pick whatever it is.
Just don't give me two or three of the same.
Exactly. You know, I like because I can never decide if I want original or extra crispy. So, they just say, give me, can you just mix it up between the two? And that's what was going on here. So, between that, the 24/7 feed not working, and me scrambling to get the back door of this network open so that we could air the Ted DiBiase interview on the Shiny Wizards, because that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And we needed to broadcast, and so all that going on today, and then I can't have my public sub, and it's just been a tragic day for AA. You know, it's one of those days that you want to just go into a hovel and cry.
But you can't. Can I just say one more thing before we get into wrestling?
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to George Papanakis for snitching.
Papanopoulos.
Papalopoulos.
Snuffleupagus.
That's right. Whatever his name is going to be called, George Loose Lips Papanopoulos, because he's snitching.
There'll be some of the things loose too.
Oh no, he ain't going to jail. Snitch never go to jail.
Don't worry. There'll be something loose on him eventually.
You know, it was funny. Like they said, yeah, Paul Manafort, and they said the other guy, and Trump's just tweeting, and then that Papadopoulos name came up, and the tweet.
He said the hell up.
I gotta tell you. Go ahead, Tony.
I just want to say he gonna Frank Lucas snitch. Anybody seen the end of American Gangster? You know what I'm talking about. When you see the pictures on the wall.
He was helping them put the pictures up on the board.
That's right. So, Papadopoulos.
And then the one cop, he's sitting there at his patio with the gun. Putting it in his mouth.
So, I just want to give it up to George for George Loose Lips. Because it's about to go down. And anybody don't know the crime syndicate family going down. You're about to see it.
You know what
snitch.
But you know what's going to be.
You know who else is probably snitching?
Who?
Carter Page.
Well, let me tell you something. It's going to be a field day, though, when George Papanopoulos, or whatever his name is, Papadopoulos, is interviewed by George Stephanopoulos.
So, say that 20 times.
Exactly.
Damn, them opolises they got together.
Yeah, those damn Greeks.
Talk about a Greek name.
Exactly.
You know? I just like to give people credit when they snitch on bad people.
It's like, it's like how Mean Gene says it. His name looks like the bottom of an eye chart.
Exactly. So I just want to give people props on this network for snitching on bad people.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, George.
They said, dude was wearing a wire.
That's super snitching. That's that neat. That's that Nino Brown snitching. You gonna Nino Brown snitch.
Hello, I'm George I'm George Stephanopoulos, and today I will be talking to George Papanopoulos.
You gotta say George Loose Lips. George,
you know, we live in the 21st century, and the wiring technique is still old school. They tape it to your chest or whatever. Just rip the shirt open. It's sitting there.
Straight, Pookie style off New Jack City.
Yeah. Now, the only other thing that we'll talk about, before we get into wrestling news, and we're going to touch on just a little bit of wrestling news, because there is some news to talk about, and that's the whole Kevin Spacey thing.
Oh, man, this motherfucker.
Let me tell you, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. I was more shocked to find out that he was gay than anything.
Yeah, I thought he was straight.
That's been going around for decades.
I had no idea. And then on top of
that's been an unconfirmed fact for a long time.
But he had a wife and kids, right, Surfer?
I don't know. I don't think
he's never
so.
Married.
I've never seen him with somebody, but the thing also that is he's being vilified more so, I think, for using the scandal as a crutch to come out.
The negotiator's gay?
Yeah. He's a fair.
Yeah, see, the thing is, when you diddle the little kids, there's no forgiving it.
I get that, and I understand and I agree completely. But 30 years ago,
he could have been drunk. I don't know what the guy looked like when he was 14. Maybe exactly. He looked like he was 18.
Exactly. Why do that even matter?
Yeah, what the hell? You talking about I'm drunk?
No, sir. Listen. I understand.
It's wrong. He might not have realized he was dealing with a 14-year-old boy.
Exactly. I understand where Surfer's coming from, and I tend to agree there. I said it's a possibility. Now, here's the thing. So far, it's only one person that has come up and said something. If more start coming up, then you know, okay, it's a problem. But right now, yeah. One person from 30 years ago. It's hard to acknowledge that, say, well, he could have just had a lapse in judgment. That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to justify it. It's still wrong what he did, and he fessed up to it. My point is, he may have just had a lapse in judgment that night, and that's it. And I honestly don't think...
Before he was even known
exactly.
as a big star.
Yeah, he wasn't a big star. Exactly. And I think he probably shouldn't be vilified. I mean, he should make amends, but I don't know. I don't think he should be vilified and blacklisted.
Look what happened to Elmo. He got accused by quite a few people, and none of that turned out to be true.
Also, you ain't heard nothing else from that case either. They probably paid people outside of court.
No, I mean, like, they, you know, people were saying he did these things, but then when it came time to prove it, nobody proved it.
I think people just want...
People just want money. Messed him up as being Elmo.
People just want money, you know, and, you know, there's been so many different... things that have come out in the last 20 years. But I think this one was like, because so many people like Kevin Spacey. He's such a good actor. And it's sad that now that, you know, I don't watch House of Cards.
Lex Luthor is there Lloyd?
Times. Look, watch. Trust me. Go back and watch his performances. You'll see that little swish.
I'm sure I'll catch it now.
But the cat's already out the bag now, sir.
Yeah, now I'll catch it. But
I don't know where y'all been on that one.
Well, that one caught me off guard. But anyways, the point is that now, you know, even though that they were finished with production, they've halted any further
House of Cards
work. The show was already slated to end, so it's not like he's out of a job.
I mean, six seasons is a lot.
The show wrapped filming the six seasons, from what I understand, and they were still in the post-production phase of the show wasn't ready to be released yet, and they were not going to make the announcement that the show was coming to an end until at a later date. And given the light of everything that came out, they said, you know, we're ending the show. And then today they said that they've halted any further work on the show, which means I would assume they've stopped all, you know, all post-production on the show and things like that. And they just may shelve whatever's left of the show. And it could never see the light of day again, which, you know, that's unfortunate too. Look what happened to the guy on Seventh Heaven.
Anything happened to him?
Wait a minute. There was all these allegations and all these things that came out, and then they took Seventh Heaven off TV. Now, I don't watch Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't take that off. The people were saying, hey.
No, but wait.
You took Cosby off, but you didn't take this
back
guy's show.
On, though. It's a back it's on. Back Both on, shows though. Are back on. The Cosby
Show.
Is the
Dukes of Hazzard on?
No, the Dukes of Hazzard.
What, you going to tell me Uncle Jesse was doing something?
They took it off because the Confederate flag on General Lee.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. That'd be pushing.
Yeah. No, that's what they did after what happened back in the, was it when that kid shot people up? They took that off TV.
But they took Seventh Heaven off because of what this guy did. The same way they took the Cosby Show off based on what Bill Cosby did. But both shows eventually made it back on. But then again, those shows ended 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they were just in syndication, and he was getting, you know, I don't know if Bill Cosby is getting good syndication money still with the show. But Seventh Heaven must be doing decent syndication money, because I remember seeing Seventh Heaven on TV 24/7.
But the thing is with these shows, it's not just the main actor, you know, losing money.
Everybody
else
does.
The whole cast loses money.
The whole cast loses the money. So
it's on Get TV now.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens here with the rest of House of Cards.
Hey, people go watch Roman Polanski movies. They don't take his movies out there. Off shelves, and they don't stop his movies from going to the theaters.
Surfer, this is post Harvey Weinstein, Hollywood.
Right, and
the
next time
Polanski
put out a movie, it'll be in the theaters, just like all his other movies.
You got Terry Crews talking about rapping.
We know he raped the underage girl.
Yeah. And look, I ain't never watched none of his movies or Woody Allen. I refuse to watch them.
Woody Allen ain't done nothing.
Oh, sir, really? Taking pictures of your stepdaughter, adopted daughter, and marrying her, and you did nothing
wait,
wrong.
But he married a grown woman.
Really, sir? We just gonna say that? Hey,
but you don't listen. I'm not trying to take up for him, but we don't know he did anything with her when she was underage.
You marry your daughter. Again, surfer. I don't care if it's blood or adopted. That's just creepy.
Maybe, but he didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing against the law.
You don't know when he started that.
Right.
He got the glasses.
You don't know if he did anything to her underage. Here's the thing. When that came out, she was already well into her 20s.
That just didn't start in the 20s.
You know how old she is now?
Probably like 40.
47.
okay, again, Surfer, that didn't just start all of a sudden. The dude had, it's still wrong. I don't care what, whatever, morally, legally, nothing.
First of all, it was Mia Farrow's adopted daughter, not his.
Okay, still, that's like, you know, that's, you're going to sit here and take pictures and do all this perverted stuff to your wife's adopted daughter?
Hey, maybe she pushed up on him.
Well,
it's nasty.
So, that's the Hollywood report here on this show.
The rant EMZ.
Oh, boy. So let's talk about some wrestling news. Real briefly, we're going to talk about the releases of Emma, Summer Rae, and Nia Jax. And Not Nia Jax. Darren Young. And,
oh, close enough.
I was like, who did I see yesterday?
No. Sorry. But I the reason why I said Nia Jax is because some of the dirt sheets were alleging that Nia Jax could be next, too. But
yeah, she did walk out.
Why ain't having that?
But no. So come to find out, Lee texted me and Tony C over the weekend some figures, and Emma, you know, was a decent wrestler in WWE. She was in this program with Asuka, mm-hmm. and things like that. And Lee texted me the Raw female salaries. Speaking of Monday Night Raw, yours truly will be attending Monday Night Raw on Monday night, January 1st, 2018, the first Raw of the new year. So, Emma was apparently one of the least paid female wrestlers on the roster. One of.
So that. Did it justify her for stealing that iPhone case?
I don't know. She was making $75,500 a year.
Okay? That's still nothing to sneeze at.
That's good money.
Well, Dr. Doom just sneezed, so it's...
Not on me.
Or that was Tony C. Well, anyways. So, $75,500 for what Emma did, she probably deserved a little bit more because she was a good hand in the room. But she also, for a long time.
Don't they got to pay for all their road expenses?
Everything.
Because then that's not going to be a lot of money. But wait. She's got to pay for her own travel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and merchandising too, right?
Well, I don't know if she had
any
merchandise.
Tell me what shirt Emma had.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if she had merchandise. Anyways, so I'll go with what Doom said. Okay, fine. Summer Rae, who has not been on TV in about a year or more and never amounted to anything in the WWE.
I thought she was already gone.
No. $120,500.
She was doing somebody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's stealing money. That's why they got rid of her.
You know, and as we go up the list here, Paige, $86,450. Nia Jax, $109,475. Dana Brooke, $90,500. Alicia Fox, $90,000. She's on an automatic renewal. The others that I just listed have rolling contracts. The only two that have full-time three-year contracts are Bailey and Charlotte. Bailey at $200,000, Charlotte at $300,000. She is the highest paid female on the roster.
I got a question.
What about Naomi?
Naomi's not on this list that Lee provided.
Oh yeah, it was just Raw women. But my question is, isn't Nikki Bella on Raw?
I don't think she's considered talent though anymore.
You got that right.
Well, anyways, but she's probably getting a good salary though from the WWE though.
She'd be making $500,000.
No, she's probably making north of. She probably will makes past $1 million at this point.
But how much were they making off the TV show?
You got to. That's the thing. They're making.
Oh yeah, you
got to
crack that. But that's a different pot of money.
But they, and exactly, WWE's not paying them that. That's E Network paying them that.
Yeah.
E pays them. So that doesn't go.
So they get two checks.
They get two checks. Because the thing is, yeah. Is that
and healthcare,
if WWE paid for that, their salaries would be north of $1 million. And when we get those annual, like every year we get those, you know, who's the highest paid wrestlers in the company every year. The Bellas have not been on them ever in the top 10. If they were getting paid off those two TV shows, they would be in the top 10 for sure in terms of the highest paid wrestlers in the company. And
they will be because they'll be a part of the Screen Actors Guild. They have to get paid health care and stuff. So
yeah, they'll be taken care of now.
Yeah, so they're good because as long as the show gets showed, they're part of that Actors Guild, right?
I guess so, yeah. And then I guess the same applies to Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan must be making, I would figure Daniel Bryan probably has to be making close to $1 million as well. Cena.
Yeah, he's already in it because he makes movies.
Cena probably gets, though, between his WWE salary and the salary for being on Total Bellas and Total Divas. I don't know what Cena makes. I think he made $3 million last year. You know, he probably tagged on another million for the TV shows, which comes from a different source. So, because we know the highest
price for the movies are going up.
The highest paid wrestler in the company we know is Brock Lesnar. So,
yeah, for 5 minutes worth of work.
So if Brock shows up on Total Divas,
now that would be funny. Yeah. That's who needs to show up next. You got Dean Ambrose on there. We need to get Brock on.
Nah, Braun Strowman. That's what we need.
That'll be too much kayfabe.
Braun Strowman updating his Tinder profile.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still baffling why Emma, of all people, got let go.
You know what?
Dana Brooke.
There could have
been stuff going on in the back.
There could have been something going
on
in the back.
But I think she got hurt.
I think there was something going on in the back.
But I think she might be able to make some money on the indie, so.
Probably.
She got a big enough name and she can wrestle.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Or model.
We'll see what happens, you know. We'll see.
I think they was upset that Emelina shit didn't go down properly. Yeah,
that's not her fault.
Yeah. If I was her, I would do a shoe interview and just go the hell off about them pairing her up with goddamn Santino Marella.
And bury his ass. Going back to being Emma.
No.
Go ahead. And then the girl on SmackDown was supposed to be that same gimmick. And she ain't been doing that either. The Russian chick, Lana. You know, they had her coming out with the chair and everything, the long dress, and then they don't ever do that anymore.
Let me see what other news. And then on top of that, Emma gets released, and Leo Rush, who just started in the WWE in NXT, took to Twitter and basically said, basically goes to Asuka. Asuka, what did you do to Emma? That she's, you know, something to that effect. And Leo Rush, of course, had to issue an apology, you know, because
he didn't even jump on him.
Jesus.
I mean, but it wasn't even a bad tweet or nothing. Nah. Just saying that you beat the hell out of her. Yeah, that could have been kayfabe.
What else do we got here? I just want to. Of course, we found out the Miz cut a scathing promo on Baron Corbin. For those of you that don't know, I'm going to see if I play that audio. We saw Bray. What's his brother's name? Bo Dallas and JoJo all returned to Raw last night. Well, no, Bray wasn't on TV last night, was he?
No.
Okay, but Bray was in the building. Bray was in the building. The only one not cleared, Roman Reigns. And they're hoping that Roman will get cleared to work the Survivor Series.
Hell no. He'd be just fine where he at.
So, we saw Samoa Joe return, which was good. Let's see here. We saw Braun Strowman return. I thought that segment with the Miz in the limousine and Braun emerging from the garbage truck was so ridiculous.
My question is,
wouldn't it have been better off just staying locked into the limo?
No, they shouldn't. They should have never shown that as if it was like a movie scene.
I almost thought Super Shredder was going to come out.
Let me see what else we got here. Dad, Nikki Bella was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars yesterday. Stephanie McMahon returned, cut a scathing promo on Kurt Angle. We found out that the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw will take place Monday night, January 22nd, 2018. It'll air live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn and from the Manhattan Center in New York City. Simultaneously, matches will take place in both arenas, and I guess they will go back and forth. The Manhattan Center holds a significance because it's where the first episode of Raw took place on January 13th, 1993. So,
are we going to get an Undertaker?
The Royal Rumble is the following Sunday.
So that's the go-home show.
That'll be the go-home show to the Royal Rumble.
Are we going to get a Shawn Michaels? And Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels will be there. There's a few people that'll be there.
Is Taker going to be in character? Or he just
in character. In character. They're expecting that to be one of the biggest Raws in history. They're trying to do what they can. Because apparently they've been working on the plannings for this show for a while now. And, you know, we're, what, 2 months out from the show?
Yeah.
Is the longest running show. What, isn't The Simpsons been on longer?
Weekly episodic.
Yeah.
You got to remember, it's the longest running weekly episodic show.
It even beat Days of Our Lives and the soaps that been from the 50s.
Yeah, because that's a daily episodic show, though.
Okay.
That's different.
Yeah.
The Simpsons is an animated sitcom.
Yeah.
It's a different category.
I tried to watch that marathon, man.
Couldn't do it, huh?
Yeah, it was just too much.
And I think that's it in terms of the big news about wrestling. Of course, there is some conflicting reports on the location of WrestleMania 35. There was a report going around that WrestleMania 35 will take place in Detroit, yet there's another report going around that Detroit has not been declared yet, and that, that there is a bidding war currently underway between New York City and Philadelphia to house WrestleMania 35.
Is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, going to be there?
At WrestleMania 35?
No, at the 25th.
Oh, at the 25th anniversary of Raw? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's going to be there with his blowtorch.
I'm sure he'll be there.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Or the Rock Dwayne Johnson, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, really.
Austin. We ain't talking about nothing about Halloween Havoc. You know, Halloween.
No.
About what Tony revealed that, you know, what happened, really happened with the Giant and Hogan that night.
What did they say?
Yeah, you listen to it.
I didn't know that
they recorded the monster truck thing the day before.
Yeah, that's what they typically do.
You didn't know that?
They typically do those things like
that. Yeah, that was live.
Yeah, that wasn't live. How the hell you think the Giant was able to beat him?
Hey, he could have teleported, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
he closed him, he's dead.
The same thing. They
survived the fall.
The same thing.
Yeah, it was a ledge. They said it was a ledge. Like right off there, and he fell onto that.
The same thing with Vince's limo. When Vince's limo blew up, they blew the limo up the night before.
Hey, I was a little naive back then. I still believe in kayfabe.
Well, that came out a while ago.
Well, I I've been on hiatus, all right? See, you know, it goes to stretches where I didn't watch wrestling, but what really broke kayfabe is when Stone Cold inducted Bret Hart to the Hall of Fame. That's what I knew was a work then.
No, I think the
for me.
Kayfabe and everything ended.
The bust your bubble?
No, I think my bubble was busted. I mean, my bubble was busted long before that. But Lee sent me a video of the night. I'm going to take you back 21 years ago, Las Vegas, Nevada, Clash of the Champions, or maybe more than 21 years. It was the Mega Maniacs versus the Dungeon of Doom, and the Macho Man is trying to revive Hogan. So what does he do? He drops a big elbow from the top rope onto Hogan, and Hogan wakes up. That's when I knew wrestling was fake. All right.
You know what? Y'all not gonna blame Hogan for your naivety.
Naivete? Okay.
Yes, right. Hollywood ain't have nothing to do with that. And then the Butcher
That wasn't Hollywood Hogan, though. That was the Mortal Hogan.
Oh, and speaking of the Butcher, how can we forget about that? The Beefcake and the Hulkster are in a big feud. Yeah. They hate each other's guts.
What? I thought they were brothers.
No, they hate each other. Beefcake is threatening to produce a tell-all book, and Hogan says he better lawyer up.
Oh, there's some juice in that one.
Oh, man. Well, Hogan got a good lawyer because he got him a lot of money out that Gawker thing.
And then Beefcake posted a video because I guess Greg Valentine and the Beefcake are chummy.
Chummy, man.
They've always been chummy. But anyways, he shows a video of Greg Valentine on an interview and says, well, yeah, Beefcake carried Hogan's bags. And only Beefcake knows what was in those bags. So
steroids.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man, so
we all know Hogan took steroids.
Of course we do. Yeah.
They all took them.
Mm-hmm.
You got the needles, you got the pills, you got the the nose candy.
That was Macho Man. Nose.
We're gonna see what happens, but there.
Hogan had weed.
Some people's bags. You got the crack.
They are in a big war, though.
That's Junkyard Dog right there.
And they're vicious to each other too. They're not holding any punches.
Right, he probably.
So is Beefcake gonna do a shooting interview?
I'm sure he will.
He probably help him make any money in a long time.
And I guess that's it. In terms of
he bought him in the WCW and gave him a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? He got a main event payday.
That's 20 years ago. What you done for me lately?
That's just greedy.
Yeah. Did you bring him in TNA?
It's possible. It's possible.
Shucks, I'm broke. Don't tell me what you did for me 20 years ago. I need money now.
Well, you tricked up your...
He shouldn't be broke.
Exactly. That's Starcade payday. Would have set a lot of people up.
From WrestleMania paydays and all that.
Said, look,
WrestleMania 9 payday.
He said, look, I probably supported you when you was trying to do your Pasta Mania and that shit failed.
He got a better payday than Kamala.
He was in the co-main event at WrestleMania 9.
Mm-hmm.
With the Hulkamaniacs took all the... what was the $1 million man? Megabucks or whatever their name was.
I mean, he was in the Dungeon of Doom. was the Disciple.
He got an uncensored payday, a main event payday.
Hell, he still get money from Thunder in Paradise, right?
Yeah.
That's still syndication?
No, but I'm sure anytime it airs, he gets a stipend.
Yeah.
You know it's premiering on Pop TV in a minute.
Yep.
Pop TV had a nerve to be showing ER reruns before TNA. That's an insult to ER.
I know. Damn George Clooney. What was the black doctor name up there? I can't remember.
Eric LaSalle and Noah Wiley.
Was Denzel on that show too at one time?
Hell no.
What show was Denzel on?
He was on,
St. Elmo's.
Or St. Elsewhere. St. Elmo? No, St. Elsewhere.
Speaking of that, did
Jeffrey die from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I don't know, but I haven't. He hasn't done anything since then.
Huh?
He hasn't done anything since then.
No, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey the butler.
What?
Oh, the butler, Jeffrey.
Not Jazzy Jeff, man. I would admit.
Nobody famous has died this week so far, right?
Nope. Nah.
I've heard.
Knock on wood.
It was not too long ago I just heard about. I can't think of it.
Well, let me see here. I think that's it for news. Anything else Raw-wise you guys want to touch on? Or SmackDown?
Beat up in the dark.
Yeah, beating up Daniel Bryan in the dark. That was.
Daniel Bryan better stay out of Baltimore. Every time he go to Baltimore, he get beat up. Mm-hmm.
But why would he hang around? Like, he goes to Raw and then he hangs around like it's nothing. Like, you know, nobody gonna bother me.
He need to be like Arn Anderson and carry the tire around with him since he can't fight and wrestle. You know what I'm saying?
That was his beer opener. That one, no.
Yeah, he had the belly up that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long do you think Kane gonna have a push?
It's gonna be Survivor Series, and that's it.
Yeah, I think Finn's gonna retire the Demon Kane. Then it's gonna be Mayor Kane.
Mayor Kane.
Yep, the monster, the corporate, the
Monday Night Raw.
And so, are they gonna have something that somebody's gonna filibuster something to Kane, and then he's gonna go into his council chambers and smoke come out, maybe, and come back out in a mask?
Maybe.
How long before I hear I want a bicycle on Raw? Jinder Mahal popping up on Raw.
Yeah.
Is he going to be...
He going to take out Brock Lesnar? Yeah.
With no socks on?
he's going to give...
Lesnar get beat up.
He's going to... I think this would be funny. That, you know, he's going to be like, hey, Brock, I'm going to give you a cuisine from, you know, India or something to, you know, break the peace. And it'd be one of them 1,000-something chili peppers, then beat down Brock Lesnar. Think that'd be a little crazy? Poison him.
Brock Lesnar get beat up by a Lesnar. Flying rug.
Him in the back of the hip. I'm surprised they ain't brought out the magic lamp yet.
Hey, we should shout out what you call for being the winner of the Nexus Survival show.
Heath Slater?
Yeah, Heath Slater.
Well, David Otunga's still in the company. What you talking about?
But he don't wrestle.
He's still there. He employed.
I'm saying Heath Slater, only one still wrestling. Where they were all supposed to be like, you know, the future of the wrestling in the ring. Daniel Bryan don't wrestle, and David Otunga don't wrestle, and everybody else is just in the wind.
Yeah, we still ain't heard of Wade Barrett's whereabouts.
I've always wanted to know what happened to Michael Tarver.
Shout out to people with no socks. That's all I'm gonna say. Who address you with no socks? Oh,
we want to try to get that hashtag going. Hashtag no socks.
Hashtag dress shoes with no socks.
I didn't know if he was Indian or Dominican. Don't know.
Maybe he had time to put on socks.
I just got one more thing to say before we leave. After this guy driving his Home Depot truck attack these people. I wonder if Home Depot stocks gonna plummet tomorrow. People gonna start taking their money out of Home Depot. So they say Home Depot funded by ISIS.
But what time does this happen?
So Arthur Blank, get your money.
Happened on the afternoon.
Now, was you on
driving Home Depot?
Was y'all on Williams' show yesterday?
Yeah.
Y'all talked about Houston's owner.
Uh-huh.
Who said?
Yeah, we talked about a little bit.
What do you think? You think he talked
about Candyland, man. What was Leonardo DiCaprio character name in Django? His last name was Candy, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never watched Django. I never will.
Well, you watching it in real life play out of the NFL?
You think that's going to prevent like players from going there as free agents because they don't want to play with this guy?
Yeah, you go play on the plantation. I mean, they want to go play for Massa, they go right ahead.
It's not a plantation. It's a penitentiary. Get it right.
Was it Usos running it?
There you go. On that day one ish. Day one ish.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means day one.
Day one down for somebody who thinks they know
Samoan
slang and hip and street came up
with. That means they've been down from day one, surfer.
I know what it means, but nobody says one-ish.
Day one-ish.
Yeah, day one-ish. Nobody says that.
Ish is
hey, old. I mean, it's getting over. I mean, they selling merch with it.
At least they stopped saying The Rock is their cousin. I give them props on that. Anybody trying to get, not trying to make it because of nepotism, I give them props.
Oh,
yeah. Nia Jax.
You know they tried to play Shazam, right?
Man, that dude is a twig. How you gonna fight The Rock?
That's the thing. So they cast these guys Zachary Levi to play Shazam, and the first thing he says, "How the fuck he gonna look standing up against The Rock?" And now they tell him, "Oh no, they're not gonna be in the same movie together. The Rock's getting his own movie."
Okay. We know the Dwayne Johnson. We know he's gonna get his own stuff.
So they said they're doing a Shazam movie and a Black Adam movie.
Dwayne Johnson gonna be the next president of the United States.
Hey, you can't do no worse than the president we got now.
That's very true.
maybe once you get in there, he'll raise the food stamps.
Well,
I can see him winning the office and then keeping Sarah Huckabee Sanders go up there and tell people it don't matter what they think.
I don't know. Is she that job is just tough on her, or she really just have disdain for the people she's talking to? You just look on her like she just dismissive and
she's ugly. She looked like a dude in the face.
Man, that Mike Huckabee's daughter, man. That's a child of God. That is a child of God.
Who it is. You go up there looking like a dude in the face. Like your name should be Samuel Huckabee Sanders.
Well, with that said, I guess we'll leave it on that note.
#, no socks.
So next week we'll return to our normal time. UK listeners, all the shows this week start an hour early because of the time change. So if you're listening in the UK, it's probably instead of 4 o'clock in the morning, as opposed to 5 o'clock, I guess would be the normal time. But anyways, so. Thursday, Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live. Phil and Choppy will bring you another wonderful throwback. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. Monday, it's the Sports Report with William Morgan. Next Tuesday, the Shining Wizards will be on at 7. We'll be back here at 9. And get this. Next Tuesday, we got a lot to talk about, because next Tuesday, we're going to talk about the events, the fallout, just everything. The events that led and ultimately resulted in the 1997 Survivor Series.
Oh. Yeah.
That'll be next Tuesday night. The throwback for that week will also be the Survivor Series. So we're going to do things a little different. They're going to break down the card and the event. We're going to break down the basically the history of what led up to the altercation and the subsequent things that happened because of it. So we're going to talk about that. That's next Tuesday. Then the Survivor Series will be that Friday going into Veterans Day. And I guess that's it. No rebroadcast of the shows tonight, but we will rebroadcast them on the feed as soon as the 24/7 feed is up and running. But they will be available for download on iTunes. So if you're listening live, great. You can download the shows, including The Shining Wizards, which I believe you can go and download The Shining Wizards from tonight already on iTunes. This program will be made available, and if you're listening on the download, well, you already did that. I think that is it. Any final thoughts before we go off the air here? And by the way, to the people in New York City, we're thinking about you. Another madman on the loose with his car.
They caught him.
Huh? I know they caught him, but still.
You got side to good.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous what's going on in this world. But anyways, any final thoughts?
Nah.
No, you're good.
No, sir.
All right, tomorrow, November 1st, go to Walgreens, get your candy. I'm sure it'll be cheap. With that said, for Tony C, for Surfer and Dr. Doom, I am Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday night, 9 o'clock right here on Rant AM Radio. Enjoy your extra hour of sleep this week. Later, everybody.